thing to put it on the table. Frankie loves it.
What do you call it? The thing that grew the other thing.
Cabbage? Make coleslaw out of it. Now, that doesn't disagree with you. I can eat coleslaw, and they make it real good up at that cafe where we eat on Saturdays. And I can eat it, but if I get a tossed salad and eat all the lettuce that they serve me in a tossed salad, by the middle of the afternoon, I'd have a terrible time with indigestion. And I'm not subject to indigestion. I rarely have. But that's one thing.
Some foods, I guess.
Well, lettuce just doesn't agree with me, and I rarely eat meat out. Because I don't know whether it's a tenderizer they put on it or whether it's seasoning they put in it, but it usually disagrees with me. So I just don't bother about eating meat. I eat meat at home. And I don't put anything but salt and pepper on my meat when I cook it.
You won't, but you buy 2 water cabbage, you know, some about 2 heads.
And celery the same, less the same way. Stalks of celery.
Kinds of beans you might buy, what?
Green beans.
And those are kind of snap.
Snap beans. You call them snap beans. They call them green beans too. In Canes, they call them green beans. Cut green beans is what I buy.
And the other kind that you have to work.
Well, Ned, lima beans.
Well, you have to
or butter beans.
Is there a difference between those two?
A lot of people call butter beans usually are colored. Lima beans are all green. But butter beans are delicious. You rarely see old-fashioned butter beans anymore. And then you have to, you know, shell those out. Have to string the snap beans. And peas. Crowd of peas. You have to shell them like you do butter beans.
What would you call it? Say you've got some turnips. Cut the tops off, cook the tops. You cook yourself a pot, what would you call that?
Pot of greens, all right.
And,
I don't ever do that.
We're talking about heads, like 2 heads of lettuce. You ever heard anybody talk about heads of children in that way? You ever heard that expression?
Yeah, like three head in the family, or 4 head in the... They don't say heads. Yeah, I have heard that.
Have you ever... Say a man had old... 7 boys, 7 girls, you say you had a whole lot of children.
Raft. I have heard people say a whole raft of children.
Ever heard anyone say a whole passel of children?
Passel, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And on corn, the part you have to pull off of.
Chucks.
And the, at the top of the corn.
Tassel.
And the stringy stuff on inside the chucks.
Hey. Oh, no, it's not. What is it? Oh, I don't know.
Silks,
yeah. I knew it wasn't hair.
What's your term usually for corn that you can eat right off the cob?
Corn on the cob.
And,
they have pretty good corn on the cob at that cafe, but it gets my whole face greasy when I eat it up there.
I like to eat that corn.
I do too.
I've had 4 or 5 napkins so I eat corn on the cob. I'm very bad to get up.
Is your wife a pretty good cook?
She's very good cook.
Oh, you're a pretty good cook.
Cool.
You can't cook? If men can cook, they usually good cook.
She sews and cooks. Mm-hmm. She grew up cooking and sews and sewing.
Very good.
And can cook most traditional things like cracking bread that people can't cook anymore. She can cook all those things, and so we have them.
That wouldn't do me any good. I couldn't eat it now. We used to have cracking bread. Yeah, when they kill the hogs, they fix cracklings. So you could have cracking bread. Mama loved it. Gee, Mama loved everything. Wasn't good for me.
the big yellow things that you raise that you might have a jackal.
Pumpkin?
And what about the small ones that you might eat, the small crookneck yellow vegetables?
Well, are you talking about squash, I guess. There's all kinds of squash, zucchini, and I don't like regular squash. Because when it was cooked at home, it was always cooked with onion in it. And so an onion never did agree with me.